I'm telling you. Good evening and welcome to Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM, your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, alternative, electronic and all that kind of gubbins, along with a bit more information about what's going on in the area and that kind of stuff. Coming up for you tonight, we have got a great mixture of stuff. We've got things like God Module and Absurd Minds, and coming up later in the show, we've even got an interview that we got with KMFDM. Our producer Steph over there went backstage at KMFDM and chatted with the guys. So we'll be playing that later in the show.
Very interesting.
Yes. So
trust me.
Stay tuned in.
It is. It's very interesting.
If you're a fan of KMFDM, stay tuned in. That's coming up in later in the show. We opened with Edge of Dawn with a track called The Flight. Now, that's a new thing, as far as I can tell. It's a kind of side spin-off project, with including Frank Spinner of Seabound fame. So you probably heard kind of familiar voices in that track. And to be honest, I'm well impressed with that. I really like that. I've only just heard it, and I'm just quite liking it indeed. Anyway, we're going to continue with less chatting and more tunes. Here's some Zotox.
Thank you.
Oh, some good hard electronic stuff there. We had God Module with False Pretense, and before that we had Zotox with Industrial Madness. Oh, fantastically noisy, thumping stuff. Yeah. Shut up, Steph. I know he loves this stuff, so we're bringing it to
no
you.
No comment.
Yeah. Okay, right, we're going to run down the events and stuff happening in the local area over the next fortnight to let you know what's going on. Okay, tomorrow night, on Friday the 25th of November, we have Integration at the George. Now, this is an industrial punk night, so you get lots of kind of Ministry and KMFM and that kind of thing. And this time, they've got guest DJs with Goth Vodka and None More Black from Bradford's own Carpe Noctem. So they're the guest DJs, so you're going to have a Carpe Noctem swing to things on that one tomorrow night. And that's 8pm till 1am, £2 on the door. More information at integrationv1.co.uk. Following that on Saturday, we have Resurrected, again at the George. Goth, EBM, Industrial and Alternative 80s. A good mixture of all things kind of goth alternative. Again, 8pm till 1am, £2 again. More information, www.resurrected.org.uk. Also on Saturday, if you fancy a bit of a journey, I thought I'd mention this, even though it's actually out in South Yorkshire, we have VMV Nation playing at the Corporation in Sheffield. Tickets £12 advance, so presumably a couple of quid more on the door. Doors are 7:30, and admission includes entry to the club night sin afterwards. More information about that gig is at www.thecorporation.org.uk. Following that, on Wednesday the 30th, we have The Damned playing the Irish Centre in Leeds. Support from Reckless Eric and The Weirdos. Tickets £12 advance, £14 on the door. And following that, start of the Christmas parties, we have the Friday Flock Christmas Party on Friday the 2nd of December. That's at Bar Fono in Leeds.
Yay!
A great night. We love that to bits. We go there really
it's
far too
ace.
Often. It is. But Goth of all kinds gets played there. Really tiny venue with lots of very entertaining people. £2 on the door before 10pm, more after. I believe the complete time is 9pm till about 2:30 in the morning. More information about that is available at www.fridayflock.net. So all good stuff, loads of stuff going on in this area, lots to do, lots of people to go and see and spot. Right, I've nattered on far too long. As I said, later in the show we've got the KMFDM interview, so I'm just going to get on, play some music, and we'll get that interview with you soon. So here's some Absurd Minds.
tempting ice of the past, cold beneath my dignity. But it's not me.
Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Neurotic Fish with It's Not Me, that's a root mix. And before that, Absurd Minds with The Creators off Damn the Lie, a good couple of kind of synth poppy kind of tracks. Right, as promised earlier, we have this interview with KMFDM, so hopefully, here we go.
I'm here with Sasha Kay of KMFDM. And, your new album, Hau Ruck, loosely translated as Heave Ho in German. Could you tell us how the title is linked to how you approached the recording of the album?
Well, we had a working title for this album that was Fubar, but Fuck Beyond All Recognition. But in the making of the album, it turned out that it was much more a sort of roll up your sleeves and do it kind of thing, and that also translated a bit into the lyrical content on the album, the sort of getting away a bit from all the negativity. You know, the world is getting like shittier and shittier every day, but I guess the only way forward and out is personal empowerment and you know, making your own stand. So that's why, that's how. Hau Ruck.
When KMFDM seemingly split in 1999, yourself, Tim Skold, went on to form MDFMK and released an album on Universal. What's motivated you to resurrect KMFDM? I gathered there were legal issues in that.
No, there were no legal issues at all. It was KMFDM had reached a point where internal strife had gotten so bad that, you know, it just couldn't continue any longer. People were just pulling in different directions, and finally my patience really broke, and I said, you know, look, if you guys can't sort of figure it out, then we're going to stop this whole thing, and I'm going to do something else for a while and see what happens. At the time, we had fulfilled a 10-record deal with Wax Trax, and we had delivered all our stuff, and there was really nothing holding us to anything, and I just figured, let's split up and everybody does their own stuff.
Speaking of MDFMK, you hinted at a second album. Any news on that?
Since Tim Skold moved on and went along with Marilyn Manson, there's really no incentive in pursuing the MDFMK thing. We got a taste of real major label kind of politics, and, you know, it was pretty disgusting. And I don't think I want to repeat any of that.
So, in your opinion, in what ways has the MFDM sound changed since Gunther Schultz and On Esch left the band?
It hasn't really changed much. I mean, you know, every person brings a bit of their own signature to the table, and, well, it has changed in so far as we don't have long-winded noodling guitar solos on every other song. And, you know, the sort of the Germanic growling voice is still there because I'm still here. So, you know, they have never opted really to bring very much to the table, even though they would like to say these days that they, you know, we're the masterminds and the driving force behind KMFDM. But that's all kind of the disgruntled remains of our former relationships, really.
There has been a large collective of artists that have contributed to the KMFDM sound on record and on stage, namely Bill Realfin from Innistry and Nivek Ogre from Skinny Puppy. Any particular reason why you chose to work with so many collaborators?
The mood and the time really lent itself to collaborations, and everybody knew each other and everybody sort of went in the studio, so at some point or another it was pretty much inevitable that paths would cross and people would say, alright, let's do a song together, let's make an album together, or, you know, just like I did this Excessive Force thing with the guy from Throat Cult. I must say that as of lately, or as of the last couple of years, perhaps mostly fueled by the fact that I met these guys that are in KMFDM now, Jules, Andy, and Steve, I don't really feel the need for much collaborating with outside people anymore, because it feels really like a stable lineup, a good band, a bunch of people that are not only musicians together but also friends, really. And that was a novelty with KMFDM, because in the mid-90s, you know, nobody in the band could stand each other. It was, I mean, we had the hardest time really getting along for the hour and a half on stage. All the other, the rest of the time, we were just like cats and dogs.
Is this going to be the stable lineup for a while yet?
Well, all I can say is I really hope so. It's, you never know. I mean, someone may, you know, kick the bucket one way or another, but no, I really hope so. This is a great band, and we have a whole new dynamic I've discovered. The making of music, especially in a live context, as a whole new kind of ball game. Atmosphere in the classic, in the old KMFDM, was always a bit tense, and you know, this new lineup is we actually even hang out when we're not working, so there you have it.
I'm just going on to your lyrics. In my opinion, your lyrics are overtly political. Would you say that they are purely motivated by the state of mass culture and world politics, or other things?
Well, I guess the inspiration is the stuff that surrounds us. In fact, on How Rook, the majority of lyrics was written by Lucia, not by myself. And it seems that Lucia and I have a very sort of similar way to go about writing lyrics, whereas, say, if Raymond Watts would write a song, you know, it would be more about sort of self-inflicted stuff, you know, pain, emotional suffering, sort of, yeah. Whereas Lucia and I are more inspired by the things that go on around us, and, you know, television, books, radio, newspapers, they're all a source of inspiration for us.
You have been going now for some 21 years and have been very prolific in releasing material in that time. What recordings really stand out for you and why?
My favorite recordings are always the newest ones, so my favorite record of KMFDM is How Rook. I don't know why that is, but in retrospective, when I listen back to the older stuff, I always think, damn, this could have been done much different, much better. Or, well, why did this sound so crappy, you know? Why didn't we sort of catch on to the fact that the drums are way too loud, or the vocal is not loud enough, or stuff like that? I feel that the production value, just from a sort of technical and production standpoint, has massively improved over the last 21 years. And, you know, with every album we try to give it all our best and make it as good as we possibly can. So henceforth, I would say How Rook is my favorite KMFDM album.
What is next for you and your band?
To answer your question in one sentence, more touring, more touring, more touring, and then more recording.
Thank you so much for the excellent interview there.
My pleasure, always.
Okay, that was the KMFDM interview we promised you. We're going to continue now with a few tunes, and going to follow that quite appropriately with some KMFDM.
Yeah. impervious to almost any blow. He's only vulnerable round the groin area. That is, to a blow delivered from underneath. The rolling claw.
Listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there Zeitgeist Zero, the local Leeds band, with Madam Obligator off their first album, I believe, which, as far as I can tell, is called Zeitgeist Zero. I can't actually spot a title on there. I'm sure they'll correct me next time
I've
they
look
see
now.
Me. So, yes, they're very good. Seen them live a few times, and they've got some new material, which hopefully will be released soon. They certainly played two or three songs live a couple of weeks back when I saw them. So, hopefully more from them soon. But as you can hear, good stuff. And before that, KMFDM with How Rook, the title track off How Rook, which is their latest album. And before that, obviously, the KMFDM interview, which we hope you enjoyed. Right, we're going to continue with the stuff and things with a bit more music. So here's some noisy stuff with some Skinny Puppy.
We all want some of it. Maybe all the people on the left, we got no loving. Now it's all the strength gone. anything just out of reach, too much.
There, The Last Dance with Special Little Gift, and before that you heard Skinny Puppy with Protest, a couple of good tracks from varying bands. Okay, right, this has been Dark Assimilation on BCB 96.7 FM. We really hope you enjoyed the show. We'll be back in about a fortnight's time. In the meantime, if you want to get in touch or get the set list and all that kind of gubbins, go to www.darkassimilation.org. All the information's there, you can get in touch with us, that kind of stuff. Right, we're going to leave you tonight with something quite shouty. We're going to go for Combi Christ with Reign of Fire. Good night.
It's a